Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 14, The Disappearance of Lord Krishna, Text 42. Kachchit Tvam Nagamo Gamyam Gamyam Vasa Kritam Striyam Parajito Vata Bhavan Notamayar Nasamai Pati Kachitvam Nagamo Gamyam Gamyam Vasat Kritam Striyam Parajito Vata Bhavan Notamar Nasamai Pati Kachchitvam Nagamo Gamyam Gamyam Vasa Kritam Striyam Parajito Vata Bhavan Notamar Nasamai Pati Kachitvam Nagamo Gamyam Gamyam Vasat Kritam Striyam Parajito Vata Bhavan Notamar Nasamai Pati Kachitvam Nagamo Gamyam Amavasam Kamstriyam Avito Vata Pavan Amavasam Aipati Kachitvam Nagamo Gamyam Kachitvam Nagamo Gamyam Gamyam Vasat Kritam Sriyam Prajito Vata Bhavan Uttamarana Samaipati Kachitvam Nagamo Gamyam Gamyam Vasa Kritam Sriyam Chakriyam Vaishnavis Kachitvam Nagamo Gamyam Gamyam Vasa Kritam Sriyam Parajito Vata Bhavan Notamaya Nasamaya Pati Kachito Nagamoyam Kachchit, weather. Tvam, yourself. Na, not. Agamaha, did contact. Agamyam, impeachable. Gamyam, acceptable. Va, either. Asat kritam, improperly treated. Striyam, a woman. Parajitaha, defeated by. Va, either. Ata, after all. Bhavan, your good self. Na, nor. Utamahai, by superior power. Na, not. Asamahai, by equals. Pati, on the road. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Have you contacted a woman of impeachable character, or have you not properly treated a deserving woman? Or have you been defeated on the way by someone who is inferior or equal to you? Purport. It appears from this verse that during the time of the Pandavas, free contact between man and woman was allowed in certain conditions only. The higher caste men, namely the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas, could accept a woman of the Vaishya or the Sudra community, but a man from the lower caste could not contact a woman of the higher caste. Even a Kshatriya could not contact a woman of the Brahmana caste. The wife of a Brahmana is considered to be one of the seven mothers, namely, one's own mother, the wife of the spiritual master or teacher, the wife of a Brahmana, the wife of a king, the cow, the nurse, and the earth. Such contact between man and woman was known as Uttama and Adama, contact of a Brahmana with a Kshatriya woman is Uttama, but the contact of a Kshatriya with a Brahmin woman is Adama, and therefore condemned. A woman approaching a man for contact should never be refused, but at the same time, the discretion as above mentioned may also be considered. Bhima was approached by Hidimbi from a community lower than the Sudras, and Yayati refused to marry the daughter of Shukracharya because of Shukracharya's being a Brahmana. Vyasadeva, a Brahmana, was called to beget Pandu and Dhritarashtra. Satyavati belonged to the family of fishermen, but Parashara, a great Brahmana, begot in her Vyasadeva. So there are so many examples of contacts with women, but in all cases the contacts were not abominable, nor were the results of such contacts bad. Contact between man and woman is natural, but that also must be carried out under regulative principles so that social consecration may not be disturbed or unwanted worthless population be increased for the unrest of the world. it is abominable for a Kshatriya to be defeated by one who is inferior in strength or equal in strength. If one is defeated at all, he should be defeated by some superior power. Arjuna was defeated by Bhishmadev, and Lord Krishna saved him from the danger. This was not an insult for Arjuna because Bhishmadev was far superior to Arjuna in all ways, namely age, respect, and strength. But Karna was equal to Arjuna, and therefore Arjuna was in crisis when fighting with Karna. It was felt by Arjuna, and therefore Krishna, Karna. And therefore Karna was killed even by crooked means. Such are the engagements of the Kshatriyas. And Maharaj Yudhisthira inquired from his brother whether anything undesirable happened on the way home from Dwarka. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in the verse and purport, we're hearing a lot about the dealings between man and woman. Pumsa Striya Mituni Bhavam Etam. It's said that there's, in the material world, there's attraction between male and female. And actually, it's a great mystery, an unsolved problem in biology, how this male and female came about. For us devotees, it's not a mystery because we understand that eternally Radha and Krishna are there on the topmost spiritual level of reality. Krishna is the male aspect of God, and Radharani is his consort, you know, the female aspect of God. So the principle of male and female is eternally there on the spiritual absolute plane. But for ordinary souls, if they choose to become independent enjoyers and come to the material world, they experience a perverted reflection of the original spiritual attraction of the soul to Krishna. And it has to be regulated. If it's unregulated, then the conditioned souls remain more and more deeply entangled with the material energy, trapped in the cycle of birth and death. But this impulse, this attraction to the opposite sex, if carried out in a regulated way, can be part of one's advancement in devotional service. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Dharma Virudo Kamo Smi, I am sex life that is not contrary to religious principles. So, in a simple way, you know, we can understand that regulating sex life means either living as a celibate, as a brahmachari or brahmacharini, or sannyasi, living a celibate life, or one can enter the grihastha ashram and have regulated sex life according to our regulative principles. You know, that is the basic picture. But in Vedic civilization, long ago, there were different permutations of this basic system based on one's caste and other considerations. One's, Srila Prabhupada uses the word caste in the purport, but really the term is varna. So Krishna creates the system of varnas. There are four varnas: the Brahmins, or the spiritual teachers, the Kshatriyas, or the ruling or military class of person, the Vaishyas, who are engaged in agriculture, trade, banking, and then the Sudras, who are engaged in different arts and crafts. So those are the four varnas, and there are men and women who belong to these different varnas, and we're learning in this purport that there were different kinds of marriage that were allowed. You know, for example, it's stated there's that a Brahmana man could marry the ideal thing would be to marry a woman of the Brahmana class. But in special circumstances, it was also allowed for the Brahmana man to marry a Kshatriya lady, and that was considered to be uttama, or a superior kind of marriage. Whereas if a Kshatriya man married a woman of the higher Brahmana class, that was considered not so acceptable. It was considered to be, as Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, Adama, or lower. There are other terms used that are synonyms of Uttama and Adama. There's Anuloma and Pratiloma. Anuloma means, you know, the Uttama kind of marriage, and Pratiloma means the Adama, or lower kind of marriage. So Srila Prabhupada in the purport mentions different examples. He says Bhima was approached by Hidimba from a community lower than the Sudras. And that happened when Bhima and his brothers, Yudhisthira, Arjuna, Sahadeva, Nakula, the five Pandavas, were in exile in the forest with their mother Kunti and their wife Draupadi, and they were traveling from place to place in the jungles and the forest. And one night they were sleeping, and Bhima was guarding them, being the watchman. And in the forest there were a brother and sister who were Rakshasas. The brother's name was Hidimba, and the Rakshasa sister of Hidimba was Hidimbi. So the Rakshasas are man-eaters. They're very demoniac, and they're very horrific looking in their natural form. So this Hidimba, the brother, was saying, "I smell some humans nearby. My dear sister, why don't you go and search them out and bring them here and we'll eat them. We'll have a little snack." So she went out and she saw Bhima, and she became attracted to him, even though she was a Rakshasa. You know, she was very much attracted to him. And she, you know, these Rakshasas, they have shape-shifting abilities. So she changed herself into a beautiful human or demigoddess-like female figure, all nicely decorated and dressed, and approached Bhima and said, "I'd like to be your wife. I'd like you to be my husband." And they were having a discussion about that. You know, Bhima wasn't very inclined to do it. But meanwhile, Hidimba, the brother Rakshasa, was waiting and waiting, and he was wondering, "Well, what's my sister doing?" So he came, and you know, he said, "What are you doing? You're supposed to be bringing these people back for us to eat." And then Bhima fought with Hidimba, destroyed him, and then Yudhisthira and Kunti, they told Bhima that he should marry this Rakshasi, Hidimbi. I mean, Srila Prabhupada says here in the purport, she belonged to a class lower than the Sudras, actually a lot lower. She was actually a Rakshasa. And Bhima agreed to do it. He said, "Okay, I'll do it, but as soon as we have a child, it's over." So that actually happened. He had a child by Hidimbi. His name was Ghatotkacha. And he was a great warrior, and he fought on the side of the Pandavas in the Battle of Kurukshetra, and he was killed by Karna. But after he was born, Bhima separated from Hidimbi. So that's the story there. It's an example that a Kshatriya, if approached by a woman, should satisfy her desire. That was, and Srila Prabhupada said, that in this case, there was nothing bad that resulted from it. There was a good result. The next example that Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport is Yayati refusing to marry the daughter of Shukracharya because of Shukracharya's being a Brahmana. So Shukracharya had a daughter named Devayani, and she was friends with the daughter of King Vrishaparva, whose name was Sharmishta. So once Sharmishtha was having a party with her girlfriends at the palace of her father, and Devayani was there. She was invited to be part of the gathering. And at a certain point, the girls decided to go swimming in a lake. So they removed their dresses and they went swimming in the lake. But then Lord Shiva arrived on the scene, and the girls all jumped out of the lake and tried to put on their clothes. But Sharmishtha, by mistake, grabbed the clothes of Devayani, you know, the Brahmin girl, and she put on Devayani's clothes. And Devayani was very upset by that. She said, "Well, you're just a Kshatriya princess, and I'm a daughter of a Brahmin guru who's the guru of your father. And you're taking my clothes? That's like a dog going to the arena of sacrifice and eating the ghee that's to be used in the sacrifice." So Sharmishtha, being the daughter of a Kshatriya, had a temper, and she threw Devayani into a well. And then this King Yayati came by, he saw her in the well, and he threw down his cloak so she could cover herself, and he took her out of the well. And she said, "Okay, you've taken my hand, you have to marry me." And Yayati at first refused. He says, "I'm a Kshatriya. I can't marry the daughter of a Brahmana." And Devayani explained, "Well, normally that's the case, but this is a very special case because once I was cursed that I couldn't have a Brahmin husband and I'd have to marry a Kshatriya." So how that happened was, as I said, she was the daughter of Sukracharya, who was a Brahmin, a spiritual master, and he had students. And one of his students was Kachya, the son of Brihaspati, the high priest of the demigods. And this Kachya, he wanted to learn the art of Mrita Sanjivani. And this means the ability to raise somebody from the dead. Sura Prabhu and I were having a discussion the other day about Jesus and Lazarus, because Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. But this art was also known in Vedic times. It was called Mrita Sanjivani, and it would be used, for example, after a battle. If a soldier had been killed and his body was not chopped up into little pieces but was whole, there's this art of Mrita Sanjivani that if somebody knew it, they could restore life to that dead body, just like Lazarus. So Kachya wanted to learn this from Sukracharya, so he was in his ashram studying. But Devayani became attracted to him, and she approached him and said, "I'd like to be your wife. I'd like you to be my husband." But Kachya refused, said, "I can't do that. You're the daughter of my guru, my teacher. That wouldn't be proper." So Devayani decided, "Okay, well, I'm going to curse you then. I'm going to curse you that this Mrita Sanjivani will never work for you. So it's all your study here is worthless." So he cursed her back, that you'll never marry a Brahmin like me. You'll have to marry someone else. So because of these different considerations, Yayati did wind up marrying Devayani. And they had children. There's a whole lot more to the story. And then the third thing that Srila Prabhupada mentions is Vyasadeva, a Brahmin, was called to beget Pandu and Dhritarashtra, who are Kshatriyas, of course. And the way that happened was Vyasadeva was actually the son of Satyavati, who was the daughter of a fisherman, and his father was Parasara Muni. So Parasara Muni was once desiring to cross a river, and Satyavati was there in a boat, and she agreed to take him across the river, and he became attracted to her and had a son by her, Vyasadeva. But she wasn't married, so he agreed that even though she would give birth to Vyasadeva, she would remain a virgin. So Vyasadeva appeared in the world in that way as the daughter of as the son of Satyavati and Parasara Muni. And then Satyavati was later married, and she had son, Vichitravirya, who was going to be married to two princesses, Ambalika and Ambavati. And he died. So Vichitravirya was the half-brother of Vyasadeva. They had the same mother, Satyavati. So Satyavati asked Vyasadeva to have sons by the widows of Vichitravirya. That was allowed in Vedic times, that if a man wasn't able to have a child, either by illness or death, then his brother could be asked to impregnate his wives. So that was done. And the sons were Pandu and Dhritarashtra. And then he also had a son by Vichitravirya's maidservant, and that was Vidura. So these different kinds of contacts between men and women were there, but they seem a little bit unusual. But as Srila Prabhupada says, so there are so many examples of contact with women. You know, these were the examples he gave. And he says, but in all cases, the contacts were not abominable, nor were the results of such contacts bad. So those are some special cases of different contacts between men and women in Vedic times. As I said, our basic principle is either we remain celibate as brahmacharis or vanaprastas or sannyasis, or we live a regulated householder life in the grihastha ashram. But in this case, Yudhisthira had noticed that something was wrong with Arjuna, so he was asking him these questions. You know, have you contacted a woman of impeachable character, or have you not properly treated a deserving woman? So I'll stop there. Any comments, questions? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.